This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it always, whether it is on the radio at 94.1, the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube. What's up? The YouTube folks got a real treat during the brooch thing. They got his face as well.
Oh, man.
Told him to take his mask off.
Did you call me the dumbest person you've ever met earlier?
Dumbest person I know.
Yeah.
Not the dumbest person I've ever met. You called
There's
me dumb.
Difference.
You called me, you didn't even, you thought Cooper was the kind of cheese.
That kind of supported where Spike was at.
Is kind of a cheese.
Yeah. The top five at five is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solution.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So obviously it's been an intervention Wednesday here on the WIP Afternoon Show. Since it is a Wednesday/Wednesday,
yes.
I want to make everyone aware of this.
Yeah.
Carson was talking today out in Minnesota wearing a dad season hat, which is Foles' company.
Really?
That's big.
Well, huge. You know, he sent it to him for free.
Doesn't matter.
See it. He sent it to him for free.
Doesn't mean he has to wear it.
You know it.
Doesn't mean he has to wear it.
Foles is the ultimate marketer. He loves those hats.
He sees Wentz is hot.
Yeah.
Hold on, Wentz is starting five games?
No, get a hat.
Get him a hat. Get him a hat. Please a call.
You get the hat? All I'm saying is we'll see you at the reunion, Bronco. Come on, man. Come on home.
I will say, having Foles as an ally helps Carson come back to be embraced.
You guys won a championship together.
Yes, they won it together.
Together, Spike. They won it together.
Well, that's the thing you sort of would need Foles to say is that we don't do this
without him.
What Wentz does.
Maybe they need an intervention.
Well, no, Foles.
Or maybe they had one.
Maybe they had one. Maybe AJ and Jalen need to have one.
Oh, stop.
Just kidding.
We're not talking about
right.
AJ.
All right. Number five.
Wait, what?
So this is the other interventions that need to happen at WIP.
Okay.
All right.
Number five is bros and whether or not he's one of us.
Oh,
after the shocking reveal that he is coming for everyone's job.
Keep talking about this?
Probably
he's not coming for your job.
Well, because he hates my job and he looks down upon people like me.
Button presser.
Yeah, unbelievable. And yes, we probably should stop, but I already wrote the joke out. So I'm not letting up.
I'm not stopping.
If anything, it'll get worse.
If I stop, then I'm gonna admit fault.
Right.
So, you know.
We're not into that.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Broads, Spike, and Fritz.
Right.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show, pal.
Yeah.
The fourth intervention that needs to happen at WIP is with Buzz and getting out of conversations. We brought this up.
Wow.
In person, he can't get out. On the air, he can't get out. He's getting slowly better at it, but it's still a huge issue.
Even listening to you last night.
He doesn't shut up.
He doesn't shut up.
He doesn't want to get out.
You mean Buzz, not Broads. You said Broads.
I mean, Buzz. Yeah. Yes.
We're not taking any more shots at Broads.
Yeah,
this is about Buzz.
Broads on my mind. I'm sorry.
No, he doesn't. And even when I said it, when Buzz was here yesterday to do the Fantasy Football League update, I made some joke about it. And TK in the other room was like, yeah. He doesn't, even here, right? It's very clear when the Buzz Fantasy Football League segment is over.
100%.
And I go, thank you, Buzz. And he just stares at me. Thank you, Buzz.
Get out.
It's 9 minutes.
Leave.
Yes.
We're giving you a spot.
Oh,
holy cow.
And every time a host goes to him when he's the producer, it is like
10 minutes.
It's the Buzz show. It is. It's like
he's working on his
stuff. Sports Radio 90. It's what he hears. You ask him a question, what he hears is Sports Radio 94 WIP. Here's Buzz. He's the only person in the world. Every time you go to him, it's like, all right, well, I can go to a podcast now. I don't need to hear Buzz's 7-minute take on Dave Dombrowski.
Wow.
Well, maybe when I listen to Buzz's show, but I'm tuning in for Fritz at 6.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The third intervention that needs to happen is with station management and the small bathroom. Here. Stop going number 2 in that bathroom. It's not for that.
Don't bring that on the
air. I have to. It's
who did it?
We don't know. We always blame KYW. We always blame KYW.
Those are the likely ones.
It's not us. Yes.
Or engineer crew back there.
I don't know.
That's my second.
But not Austin.
I don't think they have the card. I think
I've seen.
You've seen it?
I've seen people use the bathroom. I'm not naming names.
So you don't have to name names?
So we have the group bathroom, but we also have a single bathroom. And when that bathroom was established, we made sure, because we moved in when I was program director. Mm-hmm. The only people, I don't even think my pass worked when I was PD. It's just air talent and producers, because if people have to go quickly.
We normally run through the break. Yes. When you get the break, you go to the bathroom, you come back. Yeah.
But that is a small single bathroom. And let me, if anybody who did that is listening right now, I want to offer you a insight into that bathroom. The piping in that is not particularly strong.
It's the worst of all time.
The worst of all time. We had several problems with that bathroom.
It's clogged again.
Yeah. When you do that, you're causing.
Use the bigger bathroom.
Do you remember when the water was all in the hallway going down the steps?
Oh, yeah.
That bathroom.
Yeah. That bathroom's been an issue for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was shut down for a whole year.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's because people decide to go number 2 in there.
Yes.
Just use the bigger bathroom with the stronger whatever when you flush, whatever that's called.
Industrial flushing.
Industrial flushing.
Yeah.
That doesn't have industrial flushing.
No.
Don't clog it for everyone else.
And there's not. Look, this is gross.
We're past gross.
There's not a lot of water in that toilet either. So there's a lot of.
Yeah, you see it.
Even when it works.
A lot of residue.
Come on, man. Get to your number 2.
Number 2.
Would you guys talk some sports?
Yes, come on, man.
Okay.
The second intervention that needs to happen is with Spike in the text line. You know, every day you're like, oh, no, I got to go to the text line.
Well,
text line's taking shots. Oh, man.
Text line's mean to me.
Maybe we got to bring the text line together with Spike and decide, do we need to stop being so mean towards Spike?
Well, I can tell you, we'll get there, I'm sure, today. And every text line is, Spike on the Eagles, something critical. Spike on the Phillies, something critical. Spike on the Sixers. Man, aren't they fun? Everyone. It's like, I get the joke.
That is a good one, though.
Yes. I can feel it coming, too. It's like when you slip on ice and it's going in slow motion, those texts are going in slow motion.
Yeah, it'll be a fun one today.
Yeah.
But the number one intervention that needs to happen is with Elliot and being okay turning 40. We all see this coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is he about to turn 40?
Well, he's barreling towards it.
Well, he's 37.
37 going on 40.
When's his birthday?
I don't know.
You don't even know
when Elliot's birthday is?
I don't know when Elliot's birthday is.
Well,
why are you looking at me? You guys don't know when his birthday is either.
Oh, well, I never knew.
Well, why are you acting like I know?
Oh, you must
have. We thought you guys were closer.
Yeah.
Oh, you are very close.
Okay.
We should know we know your birthday.
Well, it's my birthday.
I don't know Jack's birthday.
Well, I know it's the day before Embiid's.
Okay.
And I know it's in March or April.
It's in March.
March.
Okay.
Oh, I'll narrow it down. It's the 22nd or the 21st.
No. Elliot was born. Elliot's date of birth is November 2nd, 1986.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, so that's
3 days away.
Yes, that's next week.
He's got a birthday coming up.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, then, I hope Elliot is listening. starting on that day, every time he's in here, we are going to count down the days until
he's
40.
It might be Tuesday.
So, oh, he's lucking out. I think it's Sunday.
Is it Sunday? I was going to say it's next week.
Then we'll talk about it on Tuesday when we see him.
Yeah.
Every time he's in here, I will give the day countdown to when he turns 40.
Well, he's with you Monday.
He's with me Monday. Oh, right. Yeah. No Jordan show on Monday.
Oh, no, Monday? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Because we're at Chickie's on Wednesday.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Forgot about that. Yeah.
Birds at the Bye, Wednesday. Chickie's morning show, midday show, and afternoon show to benefit the Travis Mannion Foundation.
That's right.
This hour sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get a second and a half off with 18 months of interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Jack, real quick question on the top 5 of 5. The bathroom thing only happened 10 minutes ago. What was the intervention thing that got booted out of the top 5 at 5 for the bathroom?
It was,
good point by you.
It is. So I have a couple other ones. So Chuck and Embiid. I think there needs to be.
Because
he was texting me last night all fired up about Embiid.
Oh, yeah. He only had 25, 7, and 5 in 23 minutes.
Yeah,
wait, what?
But when he got taken out of the game, they went on a run and won the game.
Yes, but offense
moving a little quicker. Maxie wasn't engaged while Embiid was out there. VJ Edgecombe could barely tell he was there when Embiid was out there.
Not true.
Sucks the life out of the team. Everyone's talking about it.
Well, they wouldn't have had to go on a run if Embiid was in there more minutes.
Oh, I was trying to find one between Ike and the delegation, but I feel like that one's gone away.
Yes, it has.
Well,
they have their eye on
you. Beneath the surface, yes. There, yes.
It's like a Broads afternoon show situation where we're all good, but we are, you know.
Yesterday I did a Donovan one, so I didn't want to do another Donovan one, but okay. Like Donovan figuring out, like,
yeah,
you know, it was me.
Oh,
yeah.
It was me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with you, yes. I can't wait till we do that next week.
I know.
Yeah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jonah Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
215-592-9494. Blake, whoa. Blake in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Blake?
Nah, about that.
Blake.
Yeah, what's going on, boys?
Hey, Blake.
Yeah, Ike.
Yo.
Ike, I'm gonna be Pauly Walnuts in this intervention here, man. I can't hold back. So
yeah, go ahead.
Listen, Jack, you're weak. You're out of control. You're an embarrassment to yourself and everyone else, and you're not getting let off the hook. All right. So
that's also from the scene, Spike.
Okay.
In The Sopranos.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry for people that don't get the reference. My bad.
Yes.
But so first of all, nobody else on that station sounds happy when Jalen doesn't perform well besides you. So that's the first thing. That's the difference between you and Spike. With Spike, I don't get the sense that Spike is happy whenever Jalen doesn't perform well.
Well, so. I do love that this whole thing with Spike is now Mr. I'm Switzerland on this.
Like, I'm not Switzerland. Who I'm
are
just...
we? No. Okay. You're taking pot shots all the time on Jalen. And all of a sudden, I'm back into a corner today like you're Mr. Innocent.
No. There's a big difference.
Does the glove fit?
No. Then you must acquit. The difference, truly, on Jalen,
yeah.
I would say this, as far as how I believe he played, definitely closer to Jack. But in when he plays better, I acknowledge it and I give him credit for it, and I do cheer for them to win. That is the significant difference. I agree with you. I like messing with the Jalen people. I do. And I do agree with you. I am closer to you than I am to them on how he is as a quarterback. The big issue with you isn't your assessment of his skills. To me, it's that you are cheering for him to fail.
Again.
Which I'm not doing.
I have a number 9 on the quarterbacks that I have the most faith in.
He was just 8.
He was just 8.
I miscounted on my list. Yeah, so I accidentally counted to 8.
Oh, so you read off 8 names.
Yes. So really it was 9.
Okay. Sorry, Blake.
Well, yeah, no, you're getting, it's like you're definitely trying to do a little damage control. Every time Jalen has a good performance, you're like, oh, yeah, I never hate him that badly.
Let's call it like we see it.
I don't hate him. He didn't play that well last year. I don't know what to tell anyone. They weren't under center because of him. I'm calling it like I see it. But when he does well, I'm going to say he does well. It's same thing with Bryce Harper. Same thing.
Another guy trying to run out of town.
Now, you guys are both definitely on Jalen Hader Island. The only difference is that Spike actually packed a life raft, and Jack actually just burned all the boats, including the lifeboats.
He did. I give him credit for it on some level.
That's a good reference.
Well,
yeah.
he's going to have to figure out how to get Salt out of water because he's stuck on that island. And he's not getting off.
But he's going to have to figure out how to get Salt out of water. That's funny.
But hey, frankly, too, I mean, like, you better hope that this you into camera thing gets sorted out, because as of right now, you are tied with a middle-aged Joe to camera in an athletic competition, so I can't really take any of your takes seriously until you figure that out.
Wow.
That's a good point, too, Blake. Good call.
Golf didn't go my way.
Also, nothing wrong with being middle-aged, Blake. But I guess if you're a 31-year-old who your whole selling point is that you're an athlete.
Well, I did dominate baseball.
Now, let me ask you this real quick about the middle age thing.
Yeah.
Are you of the belief that you're middle age when you're 40?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And now you're back 9.
Yeah. No. He's still middle age. He's not back 9.
It's cold blood.
Yeah.
I'm going to start getting photos with you.
Do not do that. We're not going down that road.
We are not.
Elliot's approaching middle age.
Yes. Yeah, no, he's middle age. Because listen, if he's you said he's 37, about to be 38?
Yeah.
Well, middle age is if you just double that. So it's 76, 77.
Yeah, that's the end.
Yeah.
Well,
we're hoping to get to that point.
Yes. I mean, you get to 76, 77, you had a good run.
Yeah.
Once you're at 70, you're, you know.
Damn, Spike, hold on. That's only 18 years away.
I know. That's why I got to make it count. I say that to my
wife
all the
time. You need more organic gummies in there, pal.
Yeah.
You're right. I think I need more gummies, yes.
Why is Elliot wearing a suit tonight?
I think.
He has to.
He's
it looks
be
like
on,
he's going on TV somewhere.
Yeah, maybe he's
going
to be on CBS. Because he does the CBS thing.
Maybe.
You just think he's doing to impress
Devin? He's
dressed
up for the show?
Who knows? I just think it's interesting to point out when he comes on.
Yeah.
Why is he wearing a suit?
To impress Devin.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
He's married.
Well, no. Not impress her, you know, in a relationship standpoint. Yes. Just, you know, he's hosting
like
the show with her.
Oh, like he's a professional.
Yeah, this is how I handle myself. God. You know, my dad used to wear a suit doing the show all the time.
Yeah, I got used to it, yes.
Yeah. Psycho.
Yeah, we got used to him doing it.
Psycho, but the whole reason I got this job is so I could dress the way that I, you know,
I agree.
Comfy. Yeah, I would say that you're middle-aged until 60.
Okay.
I think 57 is still middle-aged.
Okay.
I think 55.
I'm shooting for 80, 85.
Right.
Oh, man, this seems like a long time.
Yeah, well, I'm just now starting to really, I'm on the, he said the back nine, he's,
well, past 40
slightly
is the,
right.
Well,
there.
After 40 is the back nine.
Well, here's the thing.
Maybe the halfway house.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm just saying, I think I'm at the stage where I'm ready to, I can appreciate life a little more when you realize most of it has already happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's almost over.
Like at 51, if Jalen's doing what he's doing, he's a hero to me, you know?
At 51.
Oh, if you were 51.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, I can appreciate it more now, yes.
Well, Jack, he still might be doing it when you're 51.
Don't put that
No, 20 years? No, no. Well, no, probably
he's
not.
He's got a decade left.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but as a quarterback, yeah. I mean, he's, what, 25?
Yeah.
These guys are 26. These guys are playing at 42.
Yeah.
You know? How old is Stafford?
But if he's Russ.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
Russ.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like Stafford,
yeah.
Because he's an actual thrower.
Yes.
You know, Flacco yes. is more of a thrower. That's
yes.
why he's still around.
You can just you can be a statue and sling it around yes. all over the place.
I mean, Jalen would be 46 if he played another 20 years.
Oh, man, I would love it.
He's only 26.
Yeah.
And look at all he's accomplished. Like, yeah. You got to factor that in when you're talking about
two Super Bowls, one of them. Yep.
He knew that's what I was getting ready to say.
I have him number 9.
Has this? I don't even know how successful this intervention's been. 215-592-9494. Gary and Vineland, you're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
You know Jalen's a winner.
Yeah, boy.
That's all he does?
That's all he does.
Jack, I got to ask you a question because I like it. What kind of eggs are we throwing at your house because you're giving this organic candy out?
As long as they're pasture-raised.
Pasture rate? Is that a different?
Pasture raised.
Raised. Pasture raised.
Although they're a little
that's what I mean. I've never
is
heard that.
Pasture raised like I have a pastor.
The pastor
no, they're not raised by a pastor.
Yeah.
It's
what do you mean farm raised?
What's pasture raised? Like they have
pasture.
To be they have to there's qualifications
they
where they have
to
be in the
pasture,
field.
Out there in the field.
And they're 108 feet apart.
Yes.
Okay.
But how they
108 feet apart?
Yeah.
That does not make a
well,
lot
but
of
you,
sense.
Dude,
how many eggs?
Wait
here
a
we go. Now I'm getting back into a corner.
Well, no,
but
you eat chicken. That you think those chickens are 108 feet apart?
Maybe if they're pasture raised.
They're not even 108 millimeters apart.
You'll have to look up the qualifications of pasture raised.
Okay. All right. As long as they're eggs.
But they are not raised by pastors.
Rotten eggs is what they should be throwing at this house, Gary.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Give the kid an option, man. Throw some chocolate in there for the kids.
I'll consider. Matt. I'll consider. Yeah, organic chocolate.
Oh, he's going to get the sugar-free dark chocolate.
Oh my god!
He's get.
Nah, see, I wouldn't do that to kids. That's dark chocolate's disgusting. I can't believe
it
believe
is.
It.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Completely.
The last caller kind of brought it up. I can't wait for this Black Friday basketball matchup with Jack and DeGamer. It's going to be so much fun.
Well, it's not going to be Black Friday. It's going to be in January.
Oh, okay. We got yeah. a game on Black Friday.
Yeah, January or February.
Good Friday. Good Friday.
Oh, Good Friday. Easter, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that's not, well, April? We got to wait till April? No, February. This is a February.
I'm trying to push this thing off to the All-Star break next year.
I think what we have to do, DeCamera will be on the show tomorrow, talk about his little book or whatever, but tomorrow, I think what we got to do is just put a date in stone. We got to look at when the Super Bowl. We have to prepare for if the Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
Right.
So we will
tell you right now what a Super Bowl is.
It's the 7th or something like that, right? So I say the basketball game has to be 2 weeks.
Eighth. Yep.
So the basketball game has to be 2 weeks after the Super Bowl. That way, if the Eagles play in the Super Bowl, we have 2 weeks to talk about it. They win, they lose, we can move on. That way, 2 weeks from it is before we're at spring training. You know, okay. Pitchers and catchers will have reported, but we won't really be talking about it. I say 2 weeks from the Super Bowl, maybe that Tuesday, you know, if the Super Bowl is the 8th, then the 24th. Or the 2 weeks, 14 days would be the, from the 8th, would be the 22nd, 24th.
Yes.
February 24th. That's when I think it
there
should
you
be.
Go.
All right, Gary. Thank you.
And Spike.
Yeah.
Spike, if he comes after you again, I think you got to go after his running for president and say you're going to run for president, and I think that would crush him to his soul.
Oh, he's talking about DeCamera.
Well, here's the thing, is that there's no way he believes that is out of the question. Is that DeCamera is delusional in a way that I don't
he's
think
he's
going to
run against Stephen A. Right?
Yeah, I mean DeCamera's only what? DeCamera's 44, something like that.
Built like he's 54, 60, but he's probably in his 20s.
Oh, he's in his 20s. If DeCamera's 46, in my head, he would think to himself he could do the radio for 10 more years.
Yeah,
and even if he runs for president at 56, he'd still be decades younger than everybody else that runs for president, you know.
I mean, Joe Biden was just president.
Yes. Well, the Trumps they're almost same age, right? They're
I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Well, the opera certainly seems to operate at a different frequency, but yes. You know.
But I don't I don't think his hammer wins are going to get him the swing vote. I'm just
No,
you can't do trivia against other presidential candidates.
Well, here's the other issue. You can't. I mean, the only president that wasn't married, I think, was JFK. Right? I mean,
JFK wasn't married?
No.
What about Jackie O?
Oh, Jackie O. Yeah.
Right. Well, was he?
Oh. Wait, is he dead?
JFK.
Why am I laughing for you? Because I know, you're not serious.
Enough time has passed.
Well, has there been a single president?
No.
Yeah. Well, and Joe's 46 and unmarried.
Yeah.
So how is that going to work out for him?
Yeah.
Not good for Amy.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right, Gary.
JFK had.
So James Buchanan was the 15th president, was a bachelor.
Okay. And that's the only one?
Yes.
And I'm sure Joe has that in his...
In his repertoire,
that James Buchanan was a single president.
He'll bring that up in the debates, I'm sure.
Yeah, he needs to, if Joe is really going to run for president, he has to really seriously start to work on those things, I think.
By the way, Ellie will be turning 39 this year, which means he's...
Really?
He's 1986, so it's 2025.
Yeah, we didn't pick that up.
How
dumb is that?
Yeah.
Well, 39.
But I was told I was the dumbest guy in the world.
Well, you looked at the date and you said 36.
Well, when I threw it out there, you guys said nothing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So that means next year he's 40. Well, listen, he's got a big 40th coming up next year.
Then the countdown starts next week.
100%.
And this has to be a station event, him turning 40, and we have a coffin.
A station event.
Yes, and we have a coffin there.
Yeah.
As we can Elliot arrives in a coffin. For his 40th birthday party.
That is awesome.
It's just like we turned his wedding into a whole content for the summer.
We did. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You weren't here.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't here.
But every day was like advice for Elliot.
Yeah.
Ah, really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we definitely turned his wedding into a bit.
Yes. Well, Jack.
That's the reason why I showed up.
Yeah. He wore like an Eagles suit for his wedding.
Yeah, a little
leprechaun. Like a leprechaun.
On. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and DeCameron made a late arrival at the wedding?
He made the first arrival, and then Ike showed up and completely made it look like it was nothing.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. No, I thought I came before Joe.
I thought Joe showed up first, and then you came.
No, I think Ike showed up first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, because remember, we thought he came because I came.
Yes.
Okay, that's right.
Right.
I just remember the pop
was insane. We took the picture, and he was like, hold on, Ike is there?
And that was the last Art of the Take moment we ever had. It was you, me, and Jillio in a room in that mansion or whatever.
And then a guy came out. Video. We came out, and the guy was asking us if we were just doing a little nose candy.
I do remember that. That was pretty good.
And we were like, no.
No. Well, Jillio was.
If you look at him.
Yeah. That's how he stays so thin. It's all the Coke.
What do you mean?
All right. 215. He doesn't.
What a show today.
If there was anybody here who is not doing coke.
Anybody that's clean.
Yeah, it is
Joe Gilio.
Yeah. 215-592.
Oh, man.
215-592-9494. Elliot Shore Parks does join us next. We have something to go over with Elliot. Important. And any final opportunities to get to solve this problem with Jack, who is rooting against the Eagles on Intervention Wednesday. We'd love to talk to you. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I cry. Heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's always a Mark's Jewelers minutes from you online at marks-jewelers.com. Would you sign Kyle Schwarber for 5 years, $160 million? No, no is 60%, and yes is 40%.
Jim, wow.
Jim Bowden, who, is it Bowden or Bowden?
No, I think Bowden.
Oh, Bowden.
Yeah.
Who is
actually Bowden.
Full of it. Yeah.
That was his projection for Kyle Schwarber, which I think is, wow. I thought all of his projections were way above what they were going to be.
That surprised you a little bit, though, that 60% would do it?
No, 60% would not do it.
Oh, would not do it. I thought you said would do it.
Yeah. I think what will happen.
That makes more sense.
Yes.
I thought you said they would do it. I'm like, what?
I think they can say no now. If they say, if it happens and it's the Mets or somebody, I think there will be blowback, but I think people will understand.
Well, understand, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So joining,
especially the five-year part.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's, yeah. He's from DH. Yeah. What are we talking about here? Yeah. All right. Joining us now, Elliot Shore Parks. Coming up at 6 o'clock is ESPN.
Go I Bird, like that.
Go Birds Evenings.
I like that, yeah.
Starting
yeah.
to get used to it?
It's good. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
By the way, we got to correct Elliot's birthday again.
Oh, yeah, Spike. Check this out.
Oh,
Google was wrong.
Okay.
So he was born in 87, which means he's turning 38.
Okay.
Also, I like how we talk all day, every day, and you looked Google for my birthday. You can't just text me and find it out.
Well, then I would have been giving away
what we're talking about.
Well, I got news for you. I know I'm always in the top five, so it's not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Could this be one of those situations where Elliot's trying to
lie?
Peel back a year on his life?
Oh, like you do with betting lines on Fridays?
Like a young pitching prospect or something?
Yeah.
No. Birthday on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
you got your birthday suit for the game?
There's no game on Sunday, buddy.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sounds like you got your birthday suit.
Yeah.
I thought you were actually making a joke there.
Yeah.
And
And
on Go Birds Evenings tonight, which is Wednesdays at 6 o'clock, Devin Caney will be your guest tonight
as
well.
Giving out the midseason awards and talk about the trade.
So, and actually, before we get to why you actually have here, why you're here is not because you're turning 40 very soon. How are you? My guess would be you are not dealing well with closing in on 40 because you're very close to it. So we will consistently remind you. I'm just wondering where you are in.
So it's funny, like, I don't really think it's that big of a deal.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like when I was young, I was like, when I'm 25, I'll feel old. Then when I'm 30, I'll feel old. Then when I'm 35, I'll feel old. And I feel like when I turn 40, I'll probably be like, I'll feel old when I'm 50.
Yes. I actually kind of feel the same way.
Yeah.
Well, everybody, you know, you look at pictures of what 40 and 50 looked like 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's not going to handle turning 40 well?
Fritz.
Oh, Fritz.
Yeah.
No one brings up age more than Fritz.
I'm a 40 at heart.
Yeah. Well, he thinks he's going to be young forever.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
I wonder if when you turn 40 is when you finally lose the hairpiece.
Yeah, my fake hair.
Yes, because you're bald.
Yeah, I'm balding.
Well, I'll never go bald or gray.
Okay. Whatever.
You're going to go gray.
I'm positive I won't.
Why?
I just don't think I will.
No one
in my family is really gone gray.
You're going to lose your hair or go gray.
I think my hair will look like this the rest of my life. Just being honest.
Can we cut this audio for 2060?
Yeah.
2060.
When hopefully you guys were all still doing the show together from 2 to 6.
Brodes will be doing it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, it'll be me and it'll be ESP on Tuesdays with Brodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to bring you in because...
I wonder why.
Do you not know?
No, I'm sure it's something I tweeted.
Yeah, it is. So every week you do this little chart. Where
I like to call it little chart.
Available on all social media platforms.
Unavailable on social media. Yeah, that's not what I meant.
It is big numbies.
You do this chart where leading up to a game, you have a sliding scale for quarterback, running back, tight end, wide receiver, offensive line, defensive line, linebacker, cornerback, safety, and coach. And you put the Eagles somewhere on that sliding scale, and you put the other team somewhere on that sliding scale. So you did the Eagles at the bye week.
Correct.
And there's some things on here that are, if we're talking about how the Eagles are at the bye week, given how they've looked this year, I think are egregious and wrong.
Right.
And they make me feel wormy about you. And I don't like that.
I know you don't like that. So
yeah. So how in the world, after having one good game, do you have running back at elite and offensive line at elite?
So I think the offensive line has had more than one good game. I think they have improved over the last month. I thought they were awesome against Minnesota. They were obviously very good last week. And also, it's a sliding scale where they started at the top of elite, right? So I have dinged them for playing worse. I mean, they clearly have one of the most talented offensive lines in the league.
Yes, but they haven't been elite.
They have not played to their potential, but they are still one of the better offensive lines in the league. I think we get so close to it that,
Then why are you even doing it the bye? I mean, they have not played elite this year.
I don't completely agree with you on that. I think they did not play well to start the season. I agree with you on that.
They've only played 8 games.
Yeah, the first 4 weeks, I'm saying. They were not good the first 4 weeks of the season. I think they've improved as it's gone on. And I would still say they have an elite offensive line.
But they haven't played elite.
Yeah,
but would you say they have?
I'm
saying that's how I view the positions going into it. Like for the first 8 weeks, how would I view each position? I think the Eagles have an elite quarterback in Jalen Hurts. I think they have an elite offensive line. That's not saying they have played elite every single week, but the season started with them being maybe the best offensive line in the league. So I still view them as an elite offensive line. Do you think Saquon's an elite running back?
Not this year. He hasn't been elite.
But he's
had the worst season of his whole career.
Right. But again,
even considering the years he had with the Giants.
Right. But I guess where I would compare this to is all right, let's say Joel Embiid or whatever. If an athlete starts as the best player in the league and struggles for the first half of the season, he's not automatically the 70th best player in the league.
I see what you're saying.
Right, they're still elite players. Saquon is still an elite player.
Then what's the point of playing?
Yeah, what's the point of...
Because if I did this for other teams, I wouldn't put them in elite.
Isn't it possible that, just throwing it out there, that it's possible Tyler Steen is not elite, Landon Dickerson has been injured all year, Lane Johnson is, I don't know, in the last 1 or 2 years of his career. And Jordan Mailata, love him, but up to his standard, he has not had a particularly good year.
I agree. Mailata's not played up to his standard. I think Lane has been closer to his standard, but he probably has not been the complete Lane because he's been on and off the field. Landon Dickerson has not played well to start the year, but they started as the best in the league in their position. So I think that while they've not been as good, maybe we're too close to it where you can't see they are still a very good offensive line. They're just not playing to their standard. I mean, Pro Football Focus has them ranked as the 3rd best offensive line in the league.
I don't care about
Pro Football. You don't care because it doesn't support your point. But
No.
Well, I'm saying that's what we do with Pro Football Focus.
No, that's what people
what do. I
do.
Exactly.
I have I've been hosting this show for 1.5 years. I've never brought up Pro Football Focus.
We don't understand how they measure stuff.
I'm not saying that's end all be all. The only point I'm making is there is another outlet that does this that views them as very good. And 3rd, I would argue, is elite. Saquon has not played an elite running back this year. I agree with you. I still think he is an elite running back.
Yes. So I guess where we kind of get confused is that when you're doing first half grades, are you grading them off of their performance in the first half?
I'm grading off how I view them right now.
Okay.
Like, so at the beginning of the year, I had them all closer to the max. Like, okay. for those that can't see the graphic, obviously, it's basically like 1 to 10.
So,
and I had them at 10s because I thought coming off last year, they were awesome. And now I have them more at like 8s or 7s.
Okay.
So the Eagles this year, and I would say this is a good measure of offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
If DVOA,
So I'm not a big DVOA guy, but I'm interested to see what they have to say.
For rushing, they're 13th. So that includes
as a pass block offensive. Are you saying their running game?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, their running game's not been great this year.
Okay. But that's the offensive line and Saquon.
I get it. Yeah. But again, they're starting from being the best running attack of all time last year. So like, I still think that they have elite talent. Now, yeah, I agree with you. They're not playing to their potential. But do you think A.J. Brown and DeVonta Smith are elite?
Well DeVonta
has played closer.
Closer to elite.
This year, can't say AJ has played at an elite level.
And how about this, Devontae? Here's the problem with elite. We need standards. DeVonta Smith is a great player. The elite wide receivers in the NFL are Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson.
I agree with
you.
He's not in that class. But if you asked whoever you wanted to ask, the GMs, head coaches, another fan base, Twitter poll, would the Eagles receivers not probably be ranked as a top three unit in the league?
Yes.
So that's elite. I agree with you. They're not performing elite right now, but they are elite talent. And the past two games, I think a lot of aspects of this team have been elite.
Yeah, but if you were to ask, have they played like a top three duo this year? I don't know if anybody would say yes. And that doesn't mean from a talent standpoint, they shouldn't be up there. And this is probably where AJ gets frustrated.
Yeah.
Because this is how he's starting to be viewed. He was viewed the Holy Trinity. You get Chase, Jefferson, and A.J. Brown. He's not in that. He's not in that group. He's not being mentioned.
Yeah, he's averaging like 40 fewer yards a game this year or something like that.
But to your point, from a talent standpoint, he still has it. But when you talk about passing game, the quarterback and the receivers, it matters. So how could they be elite when
I guess what I'm saying is
for a month everybody wanted to kill the passing game.
And that's half the year.
Right. So maybe it's not clear. I'm saying I think they're still elite players.
Okay.
Right? Like, so when I do this each week and I compare them to the other team, I put like where the players are. Essentially like how I view the players at that position. And obviously how they're playing is taken into consideration, which is why I dock them. I dock them from like the best in the league to halfway through.
Yeah, but the only reason to do the grades, ranking, scale, and all that, it has to take into the current.
It does. It does.
Yeah, but the running game just came alive last week.
Right, but I'm not ranking the running game. I'm ranking the offensive line and the running back. So I'm saying I still think Saquon, I think it's a different thing. Like, I'm talking about players, not... I think maybe it's a semantics thing, but I view them differently.
It's totally semantics.
No, because
How would you say Saquon, the running back position, if let's say not talent, let's say how they've played this year, elite, average,
games.
Bad, the same sliding scale.
So if I was only looking at the 8 games and nothing from the previous years,
you didn't know anything about the players.
Yeah, I would say Saquon has been. Like on the lower end of average.
Okay.
But I would say Jalen, I would still put him.
No, I'm okay with quarterback.
Okay.
And offensive line? The high end of average?
Yeah, high end of average. I mean, they have been better, I think, than they're given credit for a little bit. Like, there's a lot of really bad offensive line. So, like, I still think the Eagles have gotten decent offensive line play, but I would agree with you, they have not played like an elite offensive line this year. I agree with you on that.
All right. Okay.
So I'm talking about the players and like how I view them.
Can I ask you this? When we have your 40th birthday party, are you okay?
Next year on Sunday.
Are you okay if we bring you there in a coffin?
Well, that's basically how Jack views it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you have coming up tonight on ESPN?
So Devin Caney,
yes,
co-host, very excited
well,
for that.
What are you going to be talking about? Just to tease
I'm
for the people.
I'm getting into it.
Yeah, okay.
You know how to tease a show?
Yes, yeah. I do.
We got a giveaway, which I'm very excited about.
Oh.
Are you also gunning for our jobs?
Yeah. Is your goal to be
afternoon
drive?
I'll just say this. When I talk with Rod about my career, I always make it clear I don't want to be in a position to root against my friends.
Oh,
so I'm very happy with my current role.
Well, let's put it this way. I hope Broads doesn't know which car I drive in the garage.
I was about to say.
I'm worried he's cutting the brake lines.
Tanya Harding thing?
Why didn't Broads say the morning show?
I don't know.
I think it's because he did do afternoons previously at his former job.
Or does he view afternoons as a top time slot?
I think he views afternoons as a top spot.
It is, yeah.
Or does he view them as more you know, they're more right, locked
yes.
in, and there could be an
we're
opening
easy.
Here.
Yeah, like we're like this is the easy route.
Does he view it as a top spot if you're just pressing the buttons?
Exactly. Yeah. That was
that's the question.
That was pretty demeaning.
Yeah, that was. Yeah.
That was like
when
from
I was
the heart.
Rose being backed into a corner. Yeah. And he was like,
"Well, meaning he doesn't respect me."
You asked if he thought that the morning show is more established and cemented. The answer is nobody thinks that.
Well, of course not.
Yeah.
We'll break it down at, 3:30 tomorrow?
With the camera. The camera will be
on. Is he on tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk about his book, maybe try to nail down a date for basketball, you know.
I see the WIP cup just sitting out there.
Yeah.
Jack will walk by it every day.
Never
uses motivation.
Never going to be awarded.
But for tonight, we're talking about the trade, obviously, and then the awards for the midpoint of the season.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the trade, but instead I'll tell people. And what awards are you giving away?
So we're doing a bunch of different categories. Offensive player of the year, defense player of the year, and then I made up a bunch of awards.
Okay.
So you have to tune in to find out.
Ah, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'll be tuned in until I get home.
I know, yeah. Trust me, the most nerve-wracking part of the show is from 6 to 6:20. Yeah.
Oh, 45.
Okay, all right. So halfway through the second segment.
Yeah, it's longer.
Yeah, okay, yeah, it's true. Right. Well, I guess for you, it might have been the whole show, like a year ago.
Yes.
Which makes you more nervous, Ike listening on the way home or Spike listening to Go Birds Daily?
Probably Spike listening to Go Birds Daily because I know.
I don't give critique of his show.
Well, right, because everything I say on Go Birds Daily I know will be brought up here if he doesn't agree with it. And I'm sure that, you know, Jack lets his opinion in on that too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, what people don't know is that I want to present myself as a complete human being. I also give Elliot a lot, I feel like,
Absolutely, a lot
of good tips.
You know, look, it means a lot you actually listen to it.
Yes.
When you consider all we do is listen to each other talk all
day.
Yes. Nah,
now,
listen, we want you to do well, bro.
It is an amazing, but I would say this.
Not too well, though.
It is.
Listen, you do well, we do well.
Exactly. That's how I view it.
Yeah. Yes. Not everybody.
Seems like everyone doesn't do it that way.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But what a moment it is when I'm on my walk in the morning, I'm listening to Go Birds Daily, and I hear something that is content related.
Yeah.
But, it's like giving you free show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just take it up with you in a tweet. A tweet.
Yes. Yeah. It's like you listening to the show is Ike tweeting my tweet with a GIF or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Neil in the Northeast, you're on WIP. What's up, Neil?
Hey. How are you guys?
Oh, boy. Hey, Neil.
Spike, I wanted to talk to you. How about the 4-0 Sixers start and Maxey looking like another all-star again? I know he's already a three-time All-Star, but do you think he could sustain, so many minutes and playing so well, for another couple of weeks?
Yeah, when McCain comes back, his minutes will go down. I actually think his minutes will go down a little bit when Paul George comes back, too. I don't think he's going to score 40 points a game, but I think he could be third-team All-NBA. I think he'd get there, second or third-team All-NBA. It's pretty exciting, Neil.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks like they finally hit on the pick from Bauer. About how he dunks and making the outside shots. He looks like a player. And maybe even Grimes might make some outside shots every now and again.
Yeah, well, you want to talk about draft. Daryl Morey nails the draft, Neil. Thank you for the call. Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, VJ Edgecombe.
He did the rebuild.
That's
what's nice is like the window is brand new now.
Yes.
It felt very shut last year. Now it feels like it's just starting to open.
Well, I like to remind people he did that in Houston, too.
Yao Ming. He's a great GM.
Yeah. Stop trying to tell people how to view the season.
Yeah.
No expectations.
There we go.
Stop trying to tell people how to view the season.
I'm with Elliot.
Every minute spent talking about Joel and Paul George, in my opinion, is a wasted minute.
Yeah. Nobody's even talking about Paul George.
Right. I would not cut Maxey's minutes for Paul George. I get what you're saying. He's playing too many minutes right now.
47 minutes on the second night of a back-to-back.
You can't ignore 25 points in 23 minutes.
Watch me.
Yeah.
I think everything you get from him is a plus. I don't go into any game thinking they need Joel to do this or that.
I agree. But when he does it.
But that's why, here's what the way I've adopted, me and Spike, we only speak when it's positive things to speak about.
Yeah.
No, I mean even with Joel. We're not going to ignore Joel's positive things out there, and we're not going to accentuate the things he didn't do well tonight.
Yeah. I think with Joel, it's all wins this year. Like if he plays well, if he doesn't, I'm just more invested in the young guys. Those are going to dictate my mood more than how Joel looked. Now, he has been bad on defense, but on offense, he could legitimately help them late in the year if you need him.
Yeah.
I'd play him 20 minutes the rest of the year until the playoffs.
Well, okay.
Well, that's not going to happen.
I would. What's the benefit of playing him more?
Well, because they're going to have to play them more in the playoffs, and they're going to have to
A week before, ramp them up a little bit.
All right, okay. The text line is brought to you by... The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
Sorry, there is no truce. The text line.
Yeah.
Yeah, we knew that.
Yeah, I tried. I did try.
Yeah, you put up a good effort, man. Yeah.
Did you get in a fight with it?
Well, with the
text line?
No. I'm talking about
Jack.
We tried an intervention with Jack and Jalen, and I knew.
Oh, no, that was about it. The text line was responding to the idea of you two having a truce.
Oh.
And there is no truce on the text line. And you.
Yeah. Oh.
It's still going to come after.
I thought it was about you with Jalen.
Oh, okay. No, that's all right.
Bring it, text line.
No, today I thought it was good progress on the Jalen.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you a Jalen guy now?
Well, so I ranked him 9th.
Oh, God.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm 7th.
That is such like a backhanded ranking.
Yeah.
Number 9?
Well, he has to mind Justin Herbert and ahead of Baker, which is crazy.
Quarterbacks I believe in less than Jalen. Goff,
Stroud. Is that what the list is called?
Goff, Stroud, Dak, Baker, Love, Daniel Jones, Darnold, Knicks. I have Jalen above all those guys. I want that on the record.
Okay.
I think you would take Knicks over Jalen.
He doesn't like Knicks.
I'm
the Knicks guy. All right, bring it, text line.
Jack negotiating for Joe versus Jack. Whatever, I don't care. I don't like negotiating. Jack negotiating for the Jalen intervention. Stand back, boys, I have a 54-point plan.
Yes.
Like in Havertown.
It's true. You had a lot of conditions.
Way more work.
A lot of conditions. What's next?
An intervention for Jack? I don't believe in interventions. Also, I need to get this 12-point team parlay in when I get over the bridge into New Jersey. Ike in the studio.
I thought that was going to be Hugh for a second.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep.
That is me.
What's next?
Ike has really become the classic shooter that keeps pulling up shots no matter what when it comes to naming white bands. Is that Creed? Nope. Is that Average White Band? Nope. Is that the Beatles? Nope. Alex in Lancaster.
Jack comes back with...
Don't look back in anger.
Sometimes.
Oasis.
Oh, and Ike said, no, I thought this was an apt... recognition for him. He said, is that the Beatles? And I said, no.
Well, it's close, though.
Sounds just like the Beatles.
Yeah. I feel like that's basically right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is their most Beatles-y song of all their songs.
Yeah, I'm more of a deep cut guy with Oasis.
Yeah. What's next?
Ike. Woo, looks like I got a 10-incher. Baldy. What's that now?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah. No, don't worry about it.
Mark and Motko.
What did he say? Something about pulling out.
What did he say? He said, somebody won't pull out quick.
Yeah. And Ike goes, we can't let that slide. And I just said, Baldy, pulled out. And he's like, what?
What was that?
Nothing.
I like when Ike goes, we can't let that slide. Like, it's like a moral code thing. Like,
yes.
Not on this show.
I try not to interrupt them, our analysts, but sometimes they don't know it, man.
Yep.
You just can't let it go, man.
What's next?
Stop being a little bee. Jack, under his breath, after Spike stopped the show to make sure everyone knows that Cooper Sharp is American cheese.
You learn something new every day on this show.
I am with Jack. I thought Cooper Sharp was a type of cheese.
Well, we all did.
Yeah.
Cooper is the name of the brand.
Yeah, but we don't order anything else. Like, let me get, Lando Lakes butter.
Well, but that's good on the brand.
Let me get the Kellogg's Cheerios.
Sorry, you were wrong.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, that's why I thought it was the brand of, like, the name of the cheese.
Thank you.
Well, you call Wheaties. You don't call
I don't call it Kellogg's Wheaties.
Yeah, but Wheaties, all right.
I'm just saying.
We got a point here, Spike.
Yeah.
Not that you are.
What other cheese do we use?
The fact that you didn't know is not my problem.
No, I think the common person out there would think Cooper Sharp is the name of the cheese.
It isn't, but it's Cooper Sharp American cheese. Yeah. It is Sharp American cheese made by Cooper.
That's a weird way to call it.
Such thing of a sharp American cheese.
Now that I did know.
I thought it was already sharp cheddar.
Okay.
Is there sharp mozzarella?
No.
Well, what makes it sharp?
The flavor.
The kind of knife?
You should give that out for Halloween.
The kind of knife? He's going to give out balls of mozzarella? Yeah.
Only Cooper, the kids will say.
We have Tommy Down the Shore on Friday. I can't. Hopefully we get a Tommy Down the Shore Halloween. He's handing out gabagool and
what's he giving out?
He's handing out good stuff, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure. All right, ESPN is next. Go Birds Evenings, Elliott Shore Parks from 6 to 8. His special guest tonight is Devin Caney. They'll be handing out their mid-season bi-week awards. It'll be a great show. We will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Jared Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.